Welcome to Talking Family, Talking Life. I am flying solo today. Click is not in the house. If you know anything about our lives the past couple of weeks, it's been a little hectic. Mike's having some health problems, heart-related issues, so he is home. I would say he's home resting, but I actually just got off of FaceTime with him. And it sounds like a frat house at our house this afternoon. The kids are yelling and running around, and there's a lot of noise. So I don't know how much rest he's really getting, but at least he's not working today. So, yeah, you've just got me today. But I'm excited. I'm excited to – we missed last week because of all the craziness. So excited to be back today and share with you something on my heart that God has really been pressing into my mind and my heart the past couple of weeks. I actually, my parents have been out of the country. They're in missions work. And so while they were gone on this trip, I didn't get to talk to them a whole lot. So my mom and I were getting caught up for a while this morning on everything that's been going on with Mike's health. And he had a car accident a couple weeks ago. He was T-boned and in a situation with one of our kids at school. And after our conversation, she had been listening to the radio at home today and sent me a passage of scripture and was telling me about this song that she was listening to, and it's a song by Casting Crowns. It's been around for a long time, called Praise You in the Storm. And the verse she sent was Psalm 121:1, and it says, I will lift mine eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. If you don't know that song, first of all, where have you been? Second, if it's been a while, you need to listen to that. It's great. Good song. And I told her, I said, actually, when our twins, Maddie and Malachi, are 12 years old now, and right after they were born, Malachi had some very severe health problems, and we almost lost him a couple of times. And we would take turns because we had a one-year-old and another newborn at home, and so we would take turns going back and forth to the hospital to be with Malachi. And this song had not been out for very long after they were born, and it was on the radio a lot. So I would hear it a lot driving back and forth from our house to the hospital. And I remember so vividly, it was, I was telling God one day, I was praying and really just talking out loud to God on my way to the hospital. And I told him, I can't sing this song right now and mean it. I can't praise you today. I was just being raw, open, and honest with him. And I said, I can't praise you today in this storm. And I did not hear the audible voice of God, but I remember so clearly the Holy Spirit telling me, then sing it until you believe it again. So I would do that. And some days I couldn't make it through much of the song, and tears would be pouring down my face, and I would beg God to help me believe that he was going to be faithful in my life, to beg God to help me praise him, even through the storm that I was going through. And it's such a pivotal moment. I don't remember how many days later. I can't tell you the day. I don't know how long in this process of going back and forth it was, but I remember just being so overwhelmed, just sobbing, tears just streaming down my face one day, and I couldn't even drive. I had to pull my car over on the side of the road, and I told God, now I can sing it and believe it. And since then, I've been reminded so often that it isn't about how I feel about something. It isn't about how you feel about something Our feelings will often misguide us. Our feelings, our heart, a lot of you have probably heard the quote, I'm going to follow my heart. Well, you know what? My heart is selfish. And often my heart or what I think or the way I feel will misguide me away from truth, away from God's word and what it says. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful about all things. Now, the Holy Spirit can place desires in our heart, and that's good. And God can work in our heart, and someone that's a believer, a Christian, I don't mean to say this so negatively that you'll never make the right decision or that your heart will never tell you the right thing to do. But what I am saying is if we follow our heart, we will not be led in the right direction, but the Holy Spirit will. Your heart will excuse the reasons you speak to someone harshly, but the Holy Spirit will always lead you to speak with kindness. Your heart will desire to have your own needs met above anybody else, but the Holy Spirit will lead you to live selflessly. The heart and your feelings should not be guiding you. You should be guided, and I should be guided by the Holy Spirit. And I was reading earlier today in Luke 5. Listen as I read starting in verse 1. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to pull out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. I'm going to pause there and tell you that the last couple of weeks, I've been tempted by my own feelings to pause right here, like Simon did, and say, Master, I've been working all night, and I haven't caught anything. These men had been out working all night long. A physically demanding job, a job that offered very little encouragement, a job that no one else could see in the dark of night, a job that really they didn't feel like was showing any results, a job that was messy, and a job that they had done for many years. And I wonder if Simon, the other fishermen, were tempted, because it would be easy, to throw their nets back in the boat and to row away. Guys, I've talked to so many people over the last few weeks that have been so close to or are choosing to throw their nets back in the boat and just walk away. And I can't help but wonder when I am tempted to throw my net in and to walk away. I can't help but wonder how much of that, I know how much of that, is being guided by my own feelings, by my selfish heart, instead of being guided by the Holy Spirit. I know a lot of you have stuck with it for a lot of years. You've stuck with a marriage that is difficult. You've worked hard with children and you don't feel like you're seeing results. Maybe it's a relationship with a coworker or a boss or a mother-in-law or a friend. Maybe it's a ministry that you've been involved in your church. And you say, I've done this for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and I'm tired. It's not the same that it used to be. I'm not seeing the results that I used to see. I don't see what I'm wanting, and I'm ready to throw in my net. I'm ready to throw the net in on my marriage. I'm ready to throw the net in on my job. I'm ready to throw the net in on my grandchild. But let me challenge you to think that you very well could be led by your own feelings, by your own emotions. Because I don't think in most cases the Holy Spirit, if we're being led by the Holy Spirit, that He would tell us that it would be okay to throw in the nets. That in the darkness of the night, when it's tough, when you can't see the road ahead and what the outcome is going to be, I don't think that the Holy Spirit is telling us, I know you're tired, go ahead and throw the nets in. Go ahead, give up. You've done your part. I have no more use for you. I have no more purpose for your life. Go ahead and throw the nets in and let somebody else get the fish. I want to encourage you and me today, friends, to stay faithful. Stay faithful to God. Listen what Simon says in the next part of that verse. This is verse 5. He says, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. Master, we've been working all night and we haven't caught anything. Time after time, I've thrown out my nets. Time after time, I've been doing what you've asked me to do, and it's not working, God. It's not working. This relationship isn't any better. This situation in my life isn't easier, and I keep throwing out the nets and nothing's happening. But he says in verse 5, but because you say so, speaking to God, speaking to Jesus, I will let down the nets. Verse 6, when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. See, other people were watching. Simon's thinking to himself, nobody else sees what I've been through. Nobody else sees how hard I've worked. Nobody else understands that I'm not getting the results that I need or want or deserve. But other people were watching. Listen, other people are watching you. Your grandkids are watching to see if you're going to be faithful to God. The kids in your Sunday school class at church, they're watching you to see if you're going to be faithful and stick with it and be passionate about what you're doing. Your spouse needs you to be faithful. Your other relationships that you have, your job, your coworkers, they need to see God's faithfulness in your life. God's not finished with you. God has ordained every single day of our life with purpose. He has a plan and a calling on every single day of our life. Every day has a purpose. Every moment has a purpose. We just have to decide if we're going to link arms with the Holy Spirit and get the job done. And not only in this story of Simon being faithful to be obedient to God, not only did he reap the rewards, but everybody else got to be a part of it. Everybody else got to be blessed and see the outcome of Simon's faithfulness to Jesus. So I just want to encourage you today to stay faithful in the storm. Guys, I'm just being real with you. I gotta tell myself this today, just like I have to tell anybody else. I'm tempted today to go home, put on my pajamas, shut the door, shut the blinds and the curtains, barricade myself and my little family into my house, and not come out for the next week. But that's not God's calling on my life. God has a different plan for me, for my husband, for my children, and I'm going to choose to stay faithful in the storm, to live with purpose today, and to be faithful to God. And I want to challenge you to do the same. Pray for us this week. We pray for you guys, knowing that you're listening. We pray that something that we say or something from God's word will be an encouragement to your heart. And we look forward to, hopefully, both of us being together, Mike here being with me next week, and being able to share with you something on our heart or something currently going on in our culture or in our community that we can all learn from. So have a great week, and we'll see you soon.